Raising Steam by Terry Pratchett. Read by Tony Robinson. It's hard to understand nothing, but the multiverse is full of it. Nothing travels everywhere. And in the great cloud of unknowing, nothing yearns to become something, to feel, to change, to dance. In short, to be something. And now it found its chance. Nothing, of course, knew about something, but this something was different. Oh, yes. And so nothing slid silently into something and floated down with everything in mind and, fortunately, landed on the back of a turtle, a very large one, and hurried to become something even faster. It was elemental, and nothing was better than that. And suddenly, the elemental was captured. Anyone who's ever seen the River Unk slide along its bed of miscellaneous nastiness would understand why so much of the piscine food for the people of Ankh-Morpork had to be supplied by the fishing fleets of Quirm. For Bowden Jeffries, purveyor of the very best seafood, the 200 miles or so which lay between the fish docks at Quirm and the customers in Ankh-Morpork was a sheer penance in the summertime, because the highway, such as it was, became a linear furnace. Once you'd had to deal with a ton of overheated octopus, you never forgot it. It made you want to cry. It really did. And he said as much to his cousin Relief Jeffries, a market gardener, who said, "Nobody wants to help a small entrepreneur. Can you imagine how quickly strawberries turn into little balls of mush in the heat? We should petition the government." "No," said his cousin, "let's write to the newspapers. That's the way to get things done. Everyone's complaining about the fruit and vegetables and the seafood. Veterinary should be made to understand the plight of the small-time entrepreneur. After all, what do we occasionally pay our taxes for?" Dick Simnel was 10 years old when, back at the family smithy in Sheepridge, his father simply disappeared in a cloud of furnace parts and flying metal, all enveloped in a pink steam. On that very day, young Dick vowed to whatever was left of his father in that boiling steam that he would make steam his servant. His mother had other ideas. She was a midwife, and as she said to her neighbours, "Babbies are born everywhere. I'll never be without a customer." So, against her son's wishes, Elsie Simnel packed up their belongings and they returned to her family home near Stow Lat, where people didn't inexplicably disappear in a hot pink cloud. Soon after they arrived, Dick walked into a building that looked interesting and which turned out to be a library. At first he thought it was full of poncy stuff, all kings and poets and lovers, but in one crucial book he found something called mathematics. And that was why, one day some 10 years later, he said, "Mother, you know last year when I said I were going hiking in the mountains of Uberwald with me mates? Well, it were a kind of a lie. You see, I found keys to Dad's old shed and I went back to Sheepridge and did some experimenting and..." He looked at his mother anxiously. "I think I know what he were doing wrong." Dick was braced for stiff objections, but he hadn't reckoned on tears, so many tears, and as he tried to console her, he added, "You, Mother, and Uncle Flavius, got me an education. You got me the knowing of arithmetic and weird stuff dreamed up by the philosophers in Ephebi, where even camels can do logarithms on their toes. Dad didn't know this stuff. He had the right ideas, but he didn't have the technology right." At this point, his mother said, "I know there's no stopping you, our Dick. You're just like your stubborn father were. Is that what you've been doing in our barn, technology? But you tell me, how can your logarithm stop you going the way of your poor old dad?" Dick pulled out something that looked like a small wand and said, "This'll keep me safe, Mother. I've the knowing of the sliding rule. I can tell the sine what to do and the cosine and work out the tangent of quadratics. Come on, Mother, stop fretting and come with me now to barn. You must see her." Mrs. Simnel was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?